Alright folks, welcome back to Tame the Bowl. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs of life, specifically anger and stress. And today, we're diving into something truly crucial, building healthy relationships with others. Ever notice how your relationships can make or break your day? How a good chat with a friend can lift you up when you're feeling down, or how a heated argument with someone you care about can leave you drained for days? Relationships are the bedrock of our lives, folks. They provide support, love, and connection, which are vital for our well-being. But let's be honest, sometimes they can be a real minefield, right? Misunderstandings, conflicting needs, communication breakdowns. It's enough to make you want to pull your hair out. So how do we build these healthy relationships that stand the test of time and actually bring us joy? Well, let me share 5 golden nuggets that I've picked up along the way. Number 1. Communication is king. I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. Open, honest, and respectful communication is the foundation of any strong relationship. Don't be afraid to express your thoughts and feelings clearly. Listen actively to what others have to say, even if you don't agree, and always strive for understanding. Think about it. How many times have arguments stemmed from a lack of clear communication? Number 2. Learn to give and take. Relationships are a two-way street. It's not about who gets more or who gives more. It's about finding that sweet spot where both parties feel valued and supported. Sometimes you might be the one giving support, sometimes you'll need it. It's all about being there for each other through thick and thin. Number 3. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Ask yourself, what might they be feeling? What experiences could have shaped their viewpoint? Building empathy is a powerful tool that can help bridge divides and foster understanding. Number 4. Set healthy boundaries. This one's important. Setting clear boundaries protects your emotional well-being and ensures that you're not giving more than you can handle. It doesn't mean being selfish. It means respecting yourself and your needs while still valuing the relationship. You know what I mean? And finally, number 5. Don't be afraid to apologize. We all make mistakes. Owning up to them and sincerely apologizing can go a long way in mending fences and strengthening the bond. It shows maturity, humility, and a genuine desire to work things out. Speaking of working things out, let me share a quick story with you. Imagine this, you're at a family gathering, and things are getting heated between you and your brother. You've got different opinions on everything, politics, movies, even the best kind of pizza. Suddenly, you both start raising your voices, and the room feels thick with tension. But then, something happens. Your mom steps in. She calmly reminds you both that while it's okay to disagree, respect is paramount. She encourages you to listen to each other's perspectives and try to find common ground. And guess what? It works. You take a deep breath, put aside your pride, and start listening. You realize you actually have more in common than you thought. You laugh about some old memories and the tension dissolves. This scenario highlights how crucial it is to communicate effectively, show empathy, and prioritize respect in our relationships, even when things get tough. It reminds us that working through disagreements with maturity and understanding can lead to stronger bonds and more meaningful connections. So remember folks, building healthy relationships takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Be open, be honest, be kind, and never underestimate the power of a good conversation. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to build and maintain healthy relationships? Share your thoughts on social media using hashtag TameTheBull, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay positive, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.